I'd like to share with you in this week's Parsha, Parsha Ki Teitze, a fascinating Ramban. There are obviously a number of very fascinating Rambans in this week's Parsha, but I'd like to focus on one in particular which I think is extremely essential and foundational with regards to what it means to be Jewish, what it means to have Jewish leadership. In the world that we exist in, the world that we live in, it's important for us to have those reminders. In Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yud Chet, the Torah instructs Bnei Yisrael, Lo Tiyeh Kedesha Mibnot Yisrael, there should not be this Kedesha, which we'll explain momentarily what that means, amongst the girls of Bnei Yisrael, of the Jewish people, Velo Yiyeh Kadesh Mibnei Yisrael. And the Torah explicitly states the same directive with regards to the male. There should not be this Kadesh amongst the males of the Jewish people. Rashi says, what is this Kadesha? Mufkeret, Mekudeshet, Umezumenet, Liznut. Rashi explains that this particular woman or man, respectively, are loose. They're open. And they designate themselves specifically. They are prepared and allocate themselves for the specific service, so to speak, of what we would call in our world loosely prostitution. The Ramban is troubled by a number of issues with regards to this Rashi and this particular directive. Firstly, the Ramban says, Rashi says that this Kedesha is Mekudeshet Umezumenet, which means that she allocates her services, she is appointed, or she appoints herself or himself for this specific function. Says the Ramban, is this to imply that a Pnuya Shenivala, meaning a woman who behaves with lewd, loose behavior, who is promiscuous, but nonetheless she has not allocated herself for this, so to speak, service of a sexual relationship, but rather she finds herself engaged in a prohibitive relationship? Are we to understand that that type of woman or man who engage in this promiscuous relationship, because they have not allocated services as such, that they are not punishable? That they are not reprimanded? Certainly, says the Ramban, the Torah suggests otherwise. So why does it imply in this pasuk that only those who allocate a service, who allocate their function as such in a sexual promiscuous relationship, that only those are considered prohibited, as opposed to someone who just finds themselves in this relationship as well, which is not just as equally prohibited and just as equally punishable? In addition, the Ramban asks another question, and that is with regards to the vernacular, the lashon that is used in the pasuk. The Torah says, Lo tiyeh kedesha mibnot Yisrael. There should not be this kedesha, this type of woman, amongst the Jewish women. Lo tiyeh kadesh mibnei Yisrael. There should not be this type of man who exercises these relationships amongst the Jewish male. Says the Ramban, why does the Torah, says the Ramban, have to emphasize, have to articulate Mibnot Yisrael and Mibnei Yisrael, from the Jewish women and from the Jewish men? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Am Yisrael. Who else would the Torah be addressing? Therefore, what it should have said in the Pasuk, rather than specifying Mibnot Yisrael and Mibnei Yisrael, it should have just said, Mikem, Mibachem, from amongst you. The Torah did not need to delineate that we are specifically talking to Bnei Yisrael and Bnot Yisrael. And the Ramban is disturbed by this usage in the Pasuk itself. Therefore, the Ramban says as follows. והנראה בעיני בלב הזה כי הוא עזרה לביתן שלא יניחו אחת מבנות ישראל להיות יושבת בפרשת דרכים בעיניים על הדרך לזימה או שתתקן לה כובע של זנות כמנהג ארצות הזרים. The Ramban, as a result of the language used in the Pasuk, explains that it appears this prohibition is not for the people of Bnei Yisrael, but rather it is an institution for the Bet Din, for the rabbinic leadership of Bnei Yisrael. They have to ensure, as a collective, a complete and wholesome responsibility to focus on, to guide, and to direct Bnei Yisrael and Benot Yisrael that they should not ultimately behave in such a fashion. Apparently it was accepted amongst various societies that even the constitutions of those societies would promote promiscuous behavior, would promote prostitution as a means of making a living or making one's ends meet. Says the Ramban, that is why the Torah directs and says, Mibnot Yisrael u'mibnei Yisrael. This is a direct relationship, a direct guide to the Beit Din, to the rabbis. They have to be careful. They have to ensure to keep society clean. They have to make sure that amongst the Jewish women and amongst the Jewish men, there are kosher, proper relationships that exist, and that the parameters of a moral and ethical society are subscribed to and kept inept amongst the Jewish people and what they represent. And therefore, this guide to Beit Din also is to relate not only to be able to accomplish this particular directive, Beit Din have to be able to relate to the society around them. They have to be sensitive. They have to be aware of what Bnei Yisrael in their particular generation and time need in order to preserve their dignity, their greatness, and their relationship with God. This, my friends, is a tremendous responsibility. It is a responsibility of rabbinic leadership to have or possess a tremendous amount of talent and wisdom in order to decipher the issues at hand. When Beit Din, when the Rabbanim, the rabbis lose focus and they do not address the core problem, or even worse, when they become immersed in minor issues, in issues that are really irrelevant to the bigger scheme of things, to the larger societal parameters, then not only is it not helpful, but Beit Din and the Rabbanim themselves can become detrimental to the very core and existence of Am Yisrael. This past week, I read an article which was published in the Jerusalem Post. It's entitled, Haredim Move to Eradicate Foreign Pop. Says this fellow Matthew Wagner, musicians, and he's reporting, musicians who use rock, rap, reggae, and trance influences will not receive rabbinic approval for their CDs, nor will they be allowed to play in wedding halls under Haredi kosher food supervision, according to a new detailed list of guidelines drafted with rabbinical backing that differentiates between kosher and treif music. The guidelines, which are still being formulated, also ban, and I quote you, 2 to 4 beats and other rock and disco beats, the improper use of electric bass guitars and saxophones, and singing words from holy sources in a disrespectful, frivolous manner. Michael Jackson style music has no place in our community, says Mordechai Bloy, a senior member of the Guardians of Sanctity and Education, an organization based in Bnei Brak that enforces what it sees as normative Haredi behavior. We might be able to adopt Bach or Beethoven, music with class, but not goyisha African music and beats. We Charedim want to protect ourselves from what we see as negative foreign influences. Similarly, he continues, enforcers of Haredi norms are monitoring, supervising, and censoring the Haredi pop music scene. With Luft spearheading the campaign, Luft being the head of this entire campaign, he's already issued a list of kosher and non-kosher bands and musicians. Says Luft, this is an issue that people over 30 understand very well what I am talking about, and those under 30 have more difficulty understanding. This music is pushing into our community a generation gap similar to one created by the rock music of the 50s in the United States. The whole idea is that there are types of music that have no place with respectable people. Respectable people listen to decent music, and immoral people listen to indecent music. And it does not make sense that a community that has high moral standards should be listening to this type of music. The signature of Rabbi Elyoshiv, the Gerebe, and even leading Sephardic Halachic authority and Shas mentor Rav Avadia Yosef all appeared on the letter, which was published specifically to torpedo a major Haredi music concert that took place in Teddy Stadium in Jerusalem. When I first began to read this article, I firstly asked myself, this fellow refers to respectable people. Well, how exactly do you define what is a respectable person? I know plenty of respectable people who are productive contributors to our society around us, but who nonetheless listen to rock and roll music. In fact, my dear friends, at Chata'ai Ani Maskir Ayom, you'll excuse me for saying this publicly, but I have to admit, I like to think of myself as a respectable person, even though there are times when I like to jazz up a little Bruce Springsteen, the boss, on my radio or on my cassette. And nonetheless, I would consider myself someone who certainly tries to maintain a respectable living and to contribute to the Jewish community at large. There are many people, on the other hand, who I am familiar with, who would call themselves frum, and yet who do not listen to any rock and roll, and who are belong or are part of what's called these modesty patrols. We're literally in order to instill the concept of tzniut, modesty, in their communities, they will absolutely have no hesitation to beat people up who are not behaving and wearing modest dress or not behaving according to their standards of modesty. Is that the proper way of preserving sanctity? All of this is done for the sake of preserving sanctity. I would not say that these people who go out and cause bodily injury for the sake of preserving the sanctity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of what they feel the Torah had in mind, I certainly would not call them respectable because they do not listen to rock and roll music, or they don't tune in to a little bit of jazz. If anything, I would say that their behavior is contemptible. I recall about a few years ago, my son's school in Beit Shemesh, which is a religious Zionist school, Dati Tzioni, was allocated a particular portion of land in order to build their institution. Well, sure enough, many of the Haredim, many of what we call the Black Hat supporters, wanted that piece of land allocated for their institution. And so, I don't know who they are, but there was apparently a group of them, we have no idea how many, but that's irrelevant. A group of these Haredi supporters, during the break after which our religious Zionist institution placed caravans on the land in order to say that it belongs to us, that we have plans to build the school, first grade already entered the caravans and started their year of learning. Well, during the Sukkot break, this group of Haredim came and vandalized the caravans by throwing inside the caravans, which were used as classrooms for Kita Aleph, for first grade. They threw inside fish heads and feces. Yes, you heard me correctly. They threw inside the caravans a despicable display of humanity, if you can call it as such. fish heads and feces. When the children return to the caravans after a vacation, after time off for Sukkot holiday, they could not enter the rooms. It was considered obviously a health hazard. It had to be fumigated. This type of behavior is all Lidvar Hashem. It's all for the sake of protecting and demonstrating their allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what the Torah represents. Well, this certainly, Rabotai, is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what the Torah had in mind. I am sure that many of these people who behaved in such a fashion only listen to Mordechai ben David music, but I question myself whether they truly understand the meaning of the words which he is singing about. Ish et re'ehu ya'azohu u'le'achiv yomar chazak. Every Jew is obligated to help one another, to form an institution of unity, and to encourage his other brother in Am Yisrael to further his allegiance to what the Jewish people represent. Continues this article, performers who do not appeal to a wider non-Haredi audience have been hurt by the rabbinic ban. For instance, Yaakov Shweki's concert this summer in Kiryat Motzkin near Haifa was a failure. Instead of attracting a few thousand, Shweki managed to draw an audience of just a few hundred. Menachem Toker, a popular Haredi DJ, who was reportedly fired from Radio Kol Chai under pressure from Haredi activists because he promoted treif shows, said that the blanket prohibition against all shows is doing more harm than good. Quote, maybe a lot of people will listen to the rabbis and stop going to the shows altogether, but there will be tens of thousands of people who, deprived of a kosher option, will end up going to mixed shows. And not just to frum, wholesome performers like Friedan Elbaz, but to secular performers also. So maybe in a way the anti-pop music activists have won a victory, but they also lost because they have not offered a kosher alternative. Sources in the Haredi music scene who spoke off the record for fear they would hurt their relationship with the rabbinic representatives said they doubted the rabbinic establishment would succeed in their newest crusade against CDs. What are they going to do? Listen to every single disc that is released? What about the thousands of discs that already exist in the market? And herein, Rabotai, lies the exact problems. Consider the amount of people who, were it not for this ban, would be privileged or would have the opportunity to be exposed to positive music, to words as such, maybe jazzy, maybe a little rocky, maybe a little reggae-y, if such a word exists, but nonetheless the words that demonstrate, that explain, that extrapolate the words of Torah, of Tehillim, of the Psalms. So yes, they would be listening to it in a more of a jazzed up format, but nonetheless they'd be hearing words of Torah. What a tremendous opportunity to give them this exposure. And now the Rabbonim have gone and crushed the opportunity to be able to do so. The opportunity to reach out to the broader Jewish community, to demonstrate to them that there is something that religiosity can offer in a semi-cool fashion, so that they too are a little more open-minded and prepared to understand and appreciate. We have grown so accustomed to condemning everything in the Jewish world rather than condoning. And this is not only destructive, but it completely destroys the very base of what the Torah has to offer. And secondly, this is what the Rabbanim have to be busy with. They have to sit and listen to CDs or review the latest music to see if there's too much bass guitar, too much saxophone in the song, to go and to make sure that a singer doesn't sing or promote a specific song that may very well have words from the Torah in it because it has a bit of a jingle that's similar to a rocky mode. That's what the Rabbanim are busy with. This is the responsibility given to a Beit Din to ensure that Klal Yisrael are kadosh, are holy. It is far beyond and unexpected and absolutely unacceptable that Rabbanim hide in a cloister existence when there are so many issues at hand that need to be addressed. We look at the disastrous standards of chinuch, of education that exists in Eretz Yisrael. We look over the last few weeks, I mentioned last week, the domestic violence by which parents are killing their own children. We look at the uncleanliness of the neighborhoods, in the Haredi neighborhoods. Why? Because there is no concept of Ahavat Eretz Yisrael. There is a lack of appreciation and understanding what it means to have Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Those are issues that have to be addressed. Those are issues that should be focused and based upon. Those are the issues at hand in order to better contribute to greater Jewish society. The Rabbonim, the Batei Din, it is their responsibility to ensure Lo Tiye Kadesh Mibnot Yisrael, Lo Yiye Kadesh Mibnei Yisrael. And therefore, interestingly enough, the Ramban concludes as follows. Says the Ramban, V'lashon Kadesh Ukdesha Aldat HaMefarshim Lashon Hazmana. Yes, the word of Kadosh comes for or may be understood as hazmana, to be designated for a purpose, says the Ramban. V'fi da'ati kulam b'lashon kedusha. The word kadesh and kedesha, the prohibition of prostitution that exists in the pasuk, says the Ramban, it too comes from the source and the word kadosh, kedusha, holiness. Ki aporesh min aznut nikra kadosh, someone who separates himself from promiscuity, from adulterous relationships, is called holy. Kamo she'ne'amar isha zona v'chalala lo yikrachu, v'isha grusha m'isha lo yikru, ki kadosh hu le'elohav. The Kohanim, the priests of Am Yisrael, are meant to separate themselves, to designate a mantra of kedusha, of holiness, and to avoid marrying a particular type of woman. Says the Ramban, ki azona meforsemet tmeya, b'shem rabat meuma, nifredet mikol kedusha. The zona, the prostitute, is separate, or separates herself from holiness. She designates herself not to be holy. But what is the greatness of what the Ramban introduces here, my friends? Rabotai, the Ramban demonstrates that kedusha, sanctity, is in our hands. We can either debase, degrade, disgrace, and therefore take kedusha to become kadesh, to designate for a promiscuous purpose, to designate in order to destroy. Or, alternatively, Rahmana Litzlan, we can take kadesh, kadesha, for kedusha, kadosh, to institute and to promote kedusha, holiness, the greatness of what can exist in the world around us. I believe that this is why on Pesach evening at Leil HaSeder, we start off the Pesach, we start off Shabbat with the word Kiddush or Kadesh, Kadesh or Chatz, but we start off with Kadesh. The process of the Seder tells us that when we start this evening, when we talk about Yetziat Mitzrayim, it was all for the purpose of not distorting, of not discarding, of not completely ignoring the plight of Bnei Yisrael, but rather taking that hard, difficult experience and creating and implementing Kedusha, infusing the world with Kadesh, the positive holiness, the positive sanctity that should exist in Am Yisrael. Shabbat also begins with Kiddush, to designate and to embark upon the mission of preserving Kedusha in a positive way, addressing Am Yisrael, the issues that confront Bnei Yisrael, in order to ensure that there is a perpetuation and continuity to the Jewish people. If we properly focus on the issues that are so important and so impactful in the Jewish world, then we will truly be zoche not only to instill and implement kedusha in our own lives, in our own families, in our own institutions of education and Jewish unity, but ultimately we will be able to infuse this kedusha, this holiness and sanctity, with purpose and proper focus amongst all of the Jewish people for the sake of being mekarev geula shleima b'meira b'yameinu. Amen. Shabbat shalom.